How many children must one have to fulfill the mitzvah of having children? So while most people already know that, of course, it's one boy and one girl, and then you fulfill the mitzvah pururvu, there are many details still left for discussion, such as, is that really the end goal, or is there a further mitzvah to procreate even further, and more than simply one boy and one girl? As well, what criteria must be fulfilled by these children, the boy and the girl, in order to facilitate the fulfillment of the mitzvah? Must these children themselves be able to procreate? What happens if, Rachmana Litzlan, a child passed away childless? What about the mental state of the child? What about a convert to Judaism who had children prior to his conversion? And what about those who have children through non-natural methods, such as IVF and the like? So let us begin our discussion. We have a debate in the Mishnah Maseches Yevamah 61b, a famous debate between Shammai and Hillel, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, regarding how many children must a father have, must a man have, in order to fulfill the mitzvah Pururvu, which is a biblical command in the Torah. Beis Shammai says he needs to have two sons, while Beis Hillel says one son and one daughter, and so is the final ruling in the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch and Evan Ezer, chapter 1, halacha 5, as rules Beis Hillel, that you need to have one son and one daughter to fulfill the mitzvah pururvu. If he had many sons but no daughters, or many daughters but no sons, he does not fulfill the mitzvah. Even if those daughters or sons bring in many grandchildren of both genders, meaning that he must have a direct next of kin that is both one a male and the other a female, and does not suffice to simply have descendants of male and female gender. All this, however, is only the biblical obligation, while the rabbinical obligation continues even past that. Rabbinically, even if one already has children and fulfill the mitzvah b'ruvu, he remains obligated in the mitzvah of la'arev to further procreate the world. So is the Machaber there in Evan Ezer, chapter 1, halacha 8, and so writes the Beis Shmuel, Lataz, and others, that there always remains a rabbinical obligation to further procreate, past the minimum, one boy, one girl. In the Kutei Sichas, volume 30, the Rebbe discusses there whether the mitzvah of La'ariv is a unique, independent mitzvah of its own, meaning independent of Puruvu, or that simply the Chachamim redefine the mitzvah of Puruvu to mean have as many children as possible, even past the one boy, one girl. There are various halachic questions and ramifications that apply due to this added rabbinical mitzvah, such as the use of contraceptives, etc., that even if one were to be past the fulfillment of the mitzvah pururvu, its use would still be under question of whether it would violate the mitzvah of la'ariv, or the rabbinical mitzvah pururvu. Let's now discuss some further details of criteria necessary to be fulfilled by one's two children, the boy and girl, in order to fulfill the mitzvah. So the Mechaber continues and rules based on the Braisa Maseches Yevamis that the child that is born must be physically capable of bearing children in order for his father to fulfill the mitzvah pururvu, meaning that both the son and daughter cannot be impotent. This does not mean that until they have children, the father doesn't fulfill the mitzvah, but rather they have to have the potential to have children. And thus, even if it happens that the son or daughter marries a spouse who's unable to have children, nonetheless, the father still fulfills the mitzvah. And furthermore, even if the son or daughter doesn't get married at all, writes the Chalkas Mechaikik and Beis Shmuel, the father still fulfills the mitzvah, as it's only required that he potentially be able to have children and not in actuality. That would only affect the son's personal fulfillment of Puruvu and not affect his father's fulfillment, which is already fulfilled by the mere fact that he exists and he can have children potentially. Another criteria is that the children do not pass away in the father's lifetime. If the son or daughter, Rachmana Litzlan, passes away in the father's lifetime, then whether or not he still fulfills the mitzvah Puruvu is dependent on if that son or daughter left him a child. There is machlekes amongst the Achreinim as to the gender that is required in such a case, if he must have, in total, a descendant that's male and female, or even a male and male, or female and female suffices. Regarding the mental state of the children, the Ramah rules that a child, even if he's a shaita or a cheresh, someone who is mentally challenged, nonetheless helps the father fulfill the mitzvah pururvu. And thus, even a child born with a level of retardation, Rachmana Litzlan, the father still fulfills the mitzvah with that child. Regarding a convert, so though the rule is that someone, Rachmana Litzlan, who has a non-Jewish child, does not fulfill the mitzvah pururvu with that child, as the child is not considered under the lineage of the father for any purpose. Nonetheless, if a guy had children when he was in a state of being not Jewish, and then he converted to Judaism, then if he has a son and daughter, then he does fulfill the mitzvah of Puruvu. And some say that this applies even if that son and daughter did not convert with him. They remained in their Gentile state. Nonetheless, it still helps him fulfill his mitzvah Puruvu after he converts. Regarding if the child must be born from natural form of procreation or if even IVF and the like is valid. So this matter is a machlekes amongst the Paiskim, with some Paiskim questioning whether a child which was fathered without the normal method is considered the father's child regarding Puruvu, or if it makes no difference, as the main thing is that he's the one who provided the seed for that child, and therefore he does fulfill the mitzvah of Puruvu with that child.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sepharim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.